Hello, we'd like to get started. A very warm welcome to everyone for coming. My name's Monica Kowal. I am vice chair here at the OSC, and we're absolutely delighted to have you with us today for our roundtable on consultation paper 33404. That's the paper that is proposing enhanced regulatory obligations for registrants. Today, we're going to be exploring some of the key themes that have emerged from our preliminary review of the comment letters received. We've organized the discussion along two panels. The first panel that's seated at the table today, right now, is going to deal with the proposed regulatory best interest standard. And the second panel is going to deal with the targeted reforms. The panelists represent a range of views, and the purpose of the roundtable is to bring together all of our panelists and the range of views and provide an opportunity for the different views to be exchanged in the context of a discussion, and we hope that this discussion will further all of our understanding of the competing considerations that influence the different views. And with that, I would like to introduce Maureen Jensen, Chair of the OSC, to make some opening remarks before we begin with the first panel. Maureen.
Thank you, Monica, and thank you all for being here today. So the consultation paper that we're discussing was published on April the 28th, and the comment period closed on September the 30th. And the CSA has received over 120 letters on this topic, and we are reviewing them thoroughly, and we're doing it together with all of our CSA colleagues. So this roundtable is one of a series. The BC roundtable has already happened, and the remainder of the roundtables will be later this week, one in Nova Scotia, one in Quebec, and one in Alberta. So the OSC, together with the CSA, is considering a series of targeted reforms, which I'm sure all of you have read the paper, including suitability, proficiency, know your client, and know your product. And we're also looking at controls on conflicts of interest and standardizing business titles. We believe these targeted reforms are necessary, that they enhance specific obligations for advisors and dealers that they owe to their client, who understandably expect to receive advice that meets their needs and objectives. So these enhancements, we believe, will assist advisors in that regard and will provide greater understanding for their clients. We'll make every move to ensure that any targeted reforms that the CSA puts in place are harmonized across channels as much as possible. But in my own personal view, I believe that the targeted reforms do not go far enough. They are incremental and important, but they don't meet the entire goal. The best interest standard of protecting investors is one of the greatest, protecting investors is one of our greatest responsibilities as regulators. And we know that the current models are not serving investors in the way they deserve. We feel this is unacceptable. Simply aiming for suitability isn't working. Most clients do not understand the difference between the registration categories, and they mistakenly believe they are already receiving recommendations that are in their best interest, regardless of how or where the advisor is registered. While many advisors do work in their clients' best interest, some do not, and frankly, their clients can't tell the difference. We believe suitability is too low a standard. Recommendations must serve the client's best interests above all else. And a guiding principle of acting in the client's best interest is the most straightforward way to ensure that client expectations are met. And that is why I think we must move in the direction of the best interest standard. That's a summary of the discussion in the paper. But we need your input on how to move forward. And that's what we're going to discuss today. We know that our proposals would be game changers for the industry. Shifts in culture and ways of doing business are not easy, they take time, and they have serious impacts. But in our view, it's essential for fairer and efficient capital markets and confidence in these markets to discuss this issue. So it's fair to say that we have all received criticism. I would like to remind you that the proposals we published are the start of the conversation of these very important issues. We realize there will not be a one-size-fits-all solution. We all need to work together to debate how to enhance the requirements for the benefit of investors. But any changes that we're going to make must be appropriate for Canadian investors and the Canadian marketplace. And that's why your expertise and your experience are so necessary in this process. Today's discussion is vital to the future of this work. Consultation is critically important to find a way forward. So today's roundtable is an opportunity for all of us to have a dialogue on these issues. The agenda includes two panel discussions, the first on the proposed best interest standard and the one after this on targeted reforms. We have brought together representatives from investor advocacy organizations, large and small investment firms, industry associations, and law firms. The panels reflect a diversity of views, and we're doing this to encourage a meaningful dialogue and a balanced debate. We are looking for practical solutions. The outcome is about better aligning interests of clients and advisors. So I know that many of you in this room would agree that an industry that puts the investors, interests of their investors first is an industry that we can have confidence in. That's something that both investors and the industry professionals will benefit from. This roundtable will help us build on the work that we have undertaken to date and will move us closer to achieving that goal. Thank you again for attending. Thank you for giving us your time. And we are seriously and intently following the discussion. So thank you very much.
A few comments just about our format in terms of how the discussion is going to proceed. We've allocated approximately an hour and a half to each of the two panels with the 15-minute break in between. I'm going to moderate the first panel, and my fellow vice chair, Grant Vingo, is going to moderate the second. For attendees here in the room today, we have handed out white question cards. So if you do have a question, just write it down and hold it up, and an OSC staff member is going to come by and pick it up. And for those of you who are participating in the roundtable via the audio webcast, you're able to submit questions online. And if time permits, the plan is to ask as many of the questions as we can of the panel. In terms of housekeeping, I would like to remind anyone who has not yet turned their phone off to please turn off the phone. And just to note that the roundtable today is being transcribed, and so we intend to post a full transcript on our website when it is available. We are doing an audio webcast of today's discussion, so we hope to have that available on our website as well at a future date. This is a public event, so media is in attendance. Grant and I would like to acknowledge our OSC commissioners who are with us here today, as well as some of our representatives from other members of the CSA. And lastly, I'd like to mention that the views expressed of the panelists today reflect their own views and are not necessarily representative of the views of their organization, although some exceptions apply where noted by the individual panelist.